Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Carex. For older adults, aging in place is a key part of the American dream. And yet only 10% of us have homes that are aging ready. And we admit to not even knowing where to begin when it comes to making our own homes or our mom's homes safe and comfortable. Carex.com is more than just the place to go for affordable, easy to install, and often fold away equipment. It's also a resource. They deeply care about supporting caregivers. Well, we've teamed with Carex to offer you a 20% discount on Carex.com. We've got a link in our show notes, or when you're checking out, use the code UNCLUTTERED20. That's Carex.com, UNCLUTTERED20. Don't wait for a medical emergency or life-changing event to visit Carex.com.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everyone to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, and I'm sitting in front of a very cluttered table. My name is Eden Kendall. I'm with Christine Stone, professional organizer of neatly designed fame.
Hey everyone!
So today we are talking about skincare, and the reason we are is because someone very lovely on Instagram yes. messaged us and said, can you guys talk about skincare? And they were being very complimentary about
Sweet.
Our skin. But I'm going to tell you that the award for the skin that is the most deceptive skin is you. And, because you're 60 and I'm 56, not that that's, you know, that much younger, but I feel like your skin up close, like from me, from far away, I agree. I think, but let me tell you, like up close,
really?
I don't see wrinkles. People ask me all the time, like, what does she have done? Yeah, people talk
really?
Crap. Yes, they do. They want to know the dirty.
I have not had any plastic surgery,
which
none.
I'm inches
now,
away from you.
I may be thinking about it. Not
really.
Just we'll talk about my neck later, but.
The neck is driving me crazy right now.
Do
you
so.
Amazon and looked at that tape that you can use?
Tape too.
Then I read the reviews and everyone's like, it doesn't work.
Right. Not only that, I feel like, you know, Jane Fonda.
Yes.
In that show when she took off the tape off her back.
And everything
removed off her fake eyelashes. Like, I just don't know if I'm at that point where at the end of the night, everything comes off and it's like an hour routine to take it all off. You know what I mean?
Scene in the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding Part 2. The two sisters are standing next to each other, the mom and then the aunt. And they're about to get their photo taken in a big group photo. And they both grab each other's neck and squeeze it. So they both get the facelift from behind. I need that. We need to start doing pictures that way. But anyway, okay, so we are all over the place. If you're just joining us for the first ever time on our podcast, you'll see we go here, there, and everywhere.
Yes,
but we did want to say, first of all, thank you. That was a lovely thing to say.
Yes, it was.
Unlike Christine, I am a fan of the Botox.
I'm a fan of the Botox.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yes,
I'm not sure if we were saying no.
I do Botox for sure. Okay. As a matter of fact, it's wearing off a little bit up here. I mean, you know, I'm 60. I mean, you know, I haven't had the facelift yet, but I surely have, you know, done Botox for sure.
Interested in a little bit of filler lately, too, around my lips. I'm noticing that. But having said that, I know it sounds incredibly, incredibly hypocritical is the word I'm looking for. It's a hypocritical thing for us to say, you do you, you're beautiful at any age, and then be on here talking about, oh, we want to do this, we want to do that. I'm just saying, I'm being honest. I don't know if I ever will do it, but I have been looking into ways to make my mouth not look so wrinkly around the lips.
You know, I the thing about anything you do, I mean, when you say, like you just said, you do you and you feel, I think anybody should do whatever they want to feel better about themselves. But I feel like I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't say find someone who is good at what they do, because I have had bad Botox. I've seen people with bad Botox. I've seen people with bad filler. And you know, it's so important to find somebody who is skilled and experienced at doing this, because you won't be happy. And sometimes there are things that cannot be reversed that people do. And so that's the first thing I always say. I mean, I know there's Groupons and you can get deals, but God, your face is just something I don't think you should get with a deal. I think it should be someone who knows what they're doing and experienced. Okay, I said it.
Okay, but don't drop off from us if you're somebody who is against these things wholly, because we are not suggesting for a minute that everybody should or will do these things. And I also want to mention this because my husband points this out to me all the time. He says, whenever I see a picture of a woman that has all of that stuff done, I never say, wow, she looks great. I always say, wow, she's had work.
Yeah.
And so if that's what your face is screaming, that you've had work.
But that's not why it's important to find someone who's really
good. But you
can
also just go too far, even with the right people. Yes. But the right people usually will tell you not to do it.
Well, the right people will tell you you don't need it. That's the difference.
That's what this particular episode is about. We wanted to talk about skincare, gadgets, which we've already covered in one solid episode that I really got to know you well in, and then also products. And then because you are a professional organizer, it's very important to talk about how to store these things and how to make sure that you don't have so many products that you don't know what you have, that you're buying seconds of them, or that you're wasting them and they're expiring.
Right.
So how would you like to start with all of this? Do you want to show off some of your favorites, some of your least favorites? Do you want me to start?
Well, I really don't have any least favorites, but I would like to start off by saying everybody's skin is different. What I needed in my early 50s, middle 50s, late 50s, and where I'm at now in my 60s is totally different. So I'm just being honest about that. So what I do at 60 years old may not be what someone should do at 50, because my skin at 50, I still was in perimenopause. So it's different. It's just different. So I can start off, because believe it or not, I know you're laughing, but I have really, really, really pared down my skincare. I really have.
So you'll have to go to our social media to see pictures. And we do have this on YouTube as well. But to really see the booty that she brought in, like the pirate's booty, you have to go on social media and see this. So please walk us through what we've got.
Well, okay. So what I have done, being a 60-year-old woman, is I have had to go to a dermatologist, not just for skin checks, you know, for skin cancer and all that, but because I think when you're at that later stage in life, so there is, with melasma, which I've talked about in another episode,
dark spots.
Yeah, the dark spots on my skin, I have had to use a combination of things from a dermatologist. So I won't be talking about those, only because you have to go to a doctor to get those. But what I do use is not, I know a lot of people think, oh, it's high-end. Honestly, my favorite things are Vanny cream, which you can get in the drugstore.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Because I have extremely sensitive skin. I mean, extremely. Everything irritates my skin or breaks me out. That's it. So Vanny cream has no harmful things in it, and especially fragrance, because anything with fragrance, forget it. So I've been using these for a very long time. I love them. My husband uses them. I mean, and they're just so inexpensive from Walgreens, CVS, whatever.
Okay, so you have cleanser there. What's the other one?
This is moisturizer.
Moisturizer, daily facial.
Which you'll see, I don't really use a different moisturizer for my eyes, because this, to me, just, I put it all the way up, you know, around here. Because, you know, I don't really know if I believe the whole separate, you know, eye cream thing. Speaking of melasma, you'll see I have four different things that have SPF. It is imperative for me. And you say I have good looking skin, but she's a runner and is out in the sun all the time. And I still think she has gorgeous skin.
Thank you.
I haven't seen the sun and I can't tell you how long. I mean, for that type of, you know, I literally think that has been the key since my early 50s. I have really, really stayed out of the sun.
And I live in a hat and people tease me about it, but if you see me outside, I'm in a hat.
Hi.
Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.
With my melasma, a hat's not good enough.
Well, I understand that.
Because it's heat related.
I understand that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been using it cosmetics. You could tell this tube is like squeezed almost dry because it has SPF 50 in it. So it's supposedly like a foundation, a CC cream, but I really just use a tiny bit and put it all over. Glow Screen, I use that as a primer because it's SPF 40, but it kind of gives you that pretty shimmery look. Ulta MD, everyone's heard about this.
I have it.
Oh, really?
Just assume I know nothing.
Yeah. And this I started using because it's for people prone to acne, rosacea, and hyperpigmentation.
Okay.
So this I really like a lot. And I usually use this though when I'm just running errands or whatever. Okay. And then this is from Color Science, and this is a sunscreen powder. So I don't use these all at one time. It's a powder, and it is SPF 50.
Everybody needs to go to
it on my hands.
Everybody go to social media.
I use it anywhere.
She just did like a blush. It's like a tube, and it's like a blush brush, and she's brushing it on herself.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's great for your purse because sometimes you have to reapply, and it's SPF 50. Okay.
Love it.
So another inexpensive thing is Aquaphor and Vaseline.
Okay. I have store. That's what I brought to the table today, by the way. Good. Go ahead, please do. And then I'll tell you how I use.
Slugging was popular on TikTok. I've been doing that for years. So
okay. Tell everybody what that is.
Where, you know, I'll put it all over my cuticles at night before I go to bed. And they just came out with this stick. Yeah, it's a stick.
Gosh, it's a stick of Aquaphor.
And I will put it on my cuticles, put it on my heels, put it on my neck before I go to sleep. I will put it on my knees every single night before I go to sleep. And it's so inexpensive. And you wake up the next morning and your skin is smooth. Mm-hmm. And I do that with Aquaphor as well. I have Aquaphor in my purse. These are cheap, inexpensive things that really, really... Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm picturing Christine Stone coming and seeing, pulling out my drawer and realizing that not only is my Aquaphor like the big, huge tub of it, but the lid stays off. So that I can just, without even doing anything else, open my bathroom drawer and paw into it and pull it out. And let me explain how I use it. Okay. So before we get into the rest of all of this. So I have two items that I have gone through one of these online doctor sites to get because they're prescription.
Right.
The name of the one I use, and this is not a commercial for them, but they're fine as far as I can tell, is Muesli.
Yes.
But the dermatological visit is all online. It's never going to beat out seeing somebody in person. Right. I'm just going to give that as a disclaimer, but I got the spot removal, which is for melasma.
Yes.
Because I do get a little bit of that on the sides of my face. And then the other one is the Tretinoin, which is Retin-A.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I've always heard Retin-A, you've got to do the Retin-A. But every time I start a regime of it, I start to get that peeling and itching. So what I've started to do is put it on. And then before I go to bed, I actually put that Aquaphor all over it, and it might lighten it a little bit as far as the effectiveness of the actual tretinoin, but I've noticed that it really slows down how long it takes before I start to get that itchy, peely kind of feel, and I have to think a little bit is better than none at all.
Yes.
So that's what I do with that.
Yeah.
I put it on, I wait a little while, and then I cover it.
So I can't do that because I would
break
out and I
get
melia and it causes melia under your eyes.
Yep.
So I had to quit doing that. I started to put a little bit around my eyes, but then I noticed it.
Give the little bumps, the melia, which I have something that looks like melia under my eyes, but it is not. And every doctor that I've ever gone to for it has tried to like pick at it like they would Millie, and it's just not. So, so that's not what that's from, but I've enjoyed the Aquaphor.
Oh,
I love that. And I've also heard that kind of thing could be good for your eyelashes, but again, everybody's different.
Oh no. We'll talk about my eyes in a minute.
Okay. Let's get to that.
Well, since we're on the eye topic.
Yeah, let's do eyes.
I use Lumify, which I'm sure everybody knows what this is. No, it gets the red out. Okay. So I use this every day, probably. And it really, 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 really does work. I mean, there are a lot of things that I've used that don't work, but Lumify really does work. Now, I don't use it like if I'm not going out anywhere, if I'm home for the day. But if I'm going out, I always put this on, wait a few, like 10 minutes, then put my contacts in. This really is anti-aging, in my opinion, because nothing speaks elderly or older or aging than bright red irritated eyes, which not everyone gets. It's just, I have dry eye, which I've talked about in previous episodes. So I'm constantly red because my eyes are so dry, which did not happen until I hit menopause, by the way. So that was something new I had to deal with because it's like sandpaper in your eyes. And those of you who have dry eyes know that. The other thing is Revitalash. I use this every single night for over 4 years before I go to bed. I wouldn't have talked about it, but I notice if I even stop using it for like 2 or 3 days or for a weekend, they start to thin out. I've been blessed with very thick eyebrows, but I totally think it's because of this. Yes.
Say eyelashes.
No, they have an eyelash one, but I wasn't able to do it for some of the side effect reasons, meaning I got the dark circles. I had darkening up on it. Okay. Like some people get it. Some people don't.
So you, what is it?
Every night it's called Revitalash. And I, oops, sorry.
And you put
take this and I put it every night on my eyebrows, especially in the more sparser areas.
They're
like right under here or like the bridge.
Wow.
But I've been using this for such a long time and I have talked about this to all my friends and they've used it and they love it. So this is a product and they're not paying me nothing. It's just something.
We're not getting nothing.
So
none of these things.
The there's a couple Peter Thomas Roth things, but I have used more iPads, you know, when I'm getting ready in the morning or going to
the
work.
Puffiness under your eye.
And none of them stay on my face. Like halfway through, they're on my cheeks or serum streaming down my face. And it drives me crazy. So these stay in place. There's different ones. I usually get them when they're on sale. Like they come in packages and you can get them when they're on sale. So this is a favorite. Used them this morning. I think they're really, really good.
Again, I ask you to go to our social media or our YouTube to see these items. Okay.
And then Peter Thomas Roth has an instant firm temporary face tightener.
What?
Yes. And I have to tell you, like I put it on my neck this morning. Why I like this newer version is you can mix it with your moisturizer. So I mixed it with moisturizer, put it on my neck. You can put it around your eyes. You can use it as a mask and then wash it off. There's so many different things you can do with this one. I really, really like this. When I use it alone, I'm going to be honest, especially around my eyes, I don't like it as much if you don't mix it with something, because you get that kind of white cast.
I always thought it would look, and I'm assuming this is very much like some of these products you see on TV.
Yes.
I've never tried one, but I always feel like it would look like glue, like when glue dries, how it's shiny and tight.
And I hate that.
Yeah, but is that what that is
like?
Yeah,
but that's why I say if you mix it
with something
and pat it on, let it dry for a few minutes, at least you can put makeup on. Those other ones, you can't. It all starts to look cakey. And so this is something I really have been using, if you want to know the truth, for my neck.
Okay. Peter Thomas Roth Instant. How much is something like this? Looks pricey.
Well, that I got at Ulta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got that at Ulta. He has a whole line at Ulta.
Okay. So you might go look for that.
You know. Okay. Quickly,
now the
I'm going to talk about a couple gadgets before I finish up. The only reason why I'm talking about this, because everyone said, what is your skincare? What is your skincare?
Yes. I mean, if you ask, you're going to find out.
If you ask, I'm going to tell you, I've talked about this mask from Dr. Dennis Gross, also not getting paid anything. And The only reason why I'm talking about these two things, because I've used them both for over 3 years. Okay. I never talk about anything that I haven't used for a long time, because sometimes I'll use something and then all of a sudden I'll stop liking it. So I don't want to talk about it. But these are every day. I mean, this may be every other day.
Which one is that?
This is the new face.
Oh, right. That's right.
I don't have the newer fancy dangled one, because I kind of feel like if something's working, why mess with it?
Why would you?
So I just have the small little New Face Mini, which is less expensive than the bigger one. And it's only like a minute on each side. Sometimes I just do a minute.
So it looks like a little massager.
Yeah, but it's not. It's to build collagen, help with fine lines and wrinkles.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I use this on my neck. I think the neck has sailed. I'm just going to say, I don't see a lot of difference with that. But that's not to say if I were 20 years younger
and I started it
sooner. So just keep all that in mind if you're 45, 40, 50, because I didn't start these things till like 4 years ago. This, the mask from
Dennis Gross,
I bought when we first went into lockdown, which is so over 3 years ago. I thought it was going to be a joke. I thought it would give my family humor during lockdown, seeing me wear this for 3 minutes a day, which it did. But I can tell you without a doubt, this works.
Is that red light therapy?
It's red light. Okay. It's red light. It's blue light for acne.
Okay.
Okay. And then the third one is for all three.
Okay. So let me show you what I have, because after we did that episode, a friend of mine sent this to me. His name is Tony, and he actually works for the company that made this.
Oh, really?
And he sent me a huge box of red light therapy items to try.
Yes, this is red light therapy.
So what I have in front of me is the Revive Lookbook. And no, I'm not getting paid, but I did receive this as a gift. But, and I can't speak to whether or not it works, because I haven't gotten into regularly using it. At the time, my question about red light was more for pain relief. But it opens up like an iPad, it looks like, but it's double-sided, and it's red light, the one for acne, the one for wrinkles, and the, and it's all of that. And you just look into it like you're reading a book for 3 minutes.
Oh,
so I'm guessing it's the same kind of thing.
I mean, you only wear it for 3 minutes a day. That's it. And I usually put it on in the morning, and then like I'll even lift weights while I have this on. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. So
I mean, love to
walk in on me wearing my mask, lifting weights. Okay. Body. I don't know if you have tried this yet. It's kind of new in the drugstores. It's from CVS. It was hard to find for a while. It's bio oil body lotion, and it's not like the original bio oil, which a lot of people loved that fragrance. It is a nice fragrance, but I can't do fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
This has no fragrance. It's an oil, but it sinks right into your skin.
Oh, nice.
And I use this everywhere as well. So that's a skincare thing. I'm going to quickly talk about this Augustinus. I can't ever pronounce his name, Bader, but everyone knows AB, the blue bottle.
Not me. I don't know any of this.
Okay. This is very, very, very expensive. Now, this is
why I don't know what
this is. A sample size, though. So, I mean, this is a small size.
Okay.
I did not buy the.
Okay.
Which we'll get into that at the very end. I have to tell you, not a fan. I mean, it's okay.
What is it supposed to do?
It's a moisturizer. I'm just going to say it's okay. When this is used up, I don't think I will be repurchasing this. I really did give it a go, though. Even after flying, you know, slathering it on my neck and my face,
Vanny cream from CVS.
Okay. I just felt like it made me more moisturized. Okay. One other thing for eyes, this is from The Ordinary. Their stuff is dirt cheap. I think this was like $5 at CVS. The caffeine solution. I dab this on. It's like a miracle drug. I mean, honestly, for your eyes, it just puffs you immediately. You still have to use moisturizer after. It's not moisturizing, but it has caffeine in it, so it immediately takes a lot of the puffiness out. And you would like this one. This is from Dr. Hauschka. It's the eye balm.
And what is that for?
That's for around your eyes, just to dab.
Like at night or during the day?
I do this at night. Okay. Now, if my eyes are extremely dry during the day, I will put it on and then like mix it with a little bit of concealer. Mm-hmm. But this is like was from Whole Foods. I mean, another inexpensive thing. And the last two things I'm going to talk about, this is from Zoe Skin Health. This is just a scrub I use every morning in the shower. I mean, you know, it just exfoliates. And these are exfoliating pads. Now, I have to tell you, I use these, then I quit using them. Now I'm back to using them, and it's because I could see a difference with the melasma. It really takes off the top layer of everything. So although this sounds like a lot of stuff, it really, really, really is not as much as you think when you don't. I don't use everything over like all day, every day. It's kind of, you know, varied to where I'm going, what I'm doing.
Okay. So how is this all staying organized? Do you have a drawer or a container that you pull this out every night? How are you able to, because I know if I walked into your bathroom, this wouldn't be all over your counter. Oh, like it no. would be mine.
Well, okay. So from an organizer's perspective, I'm going to tell you a couple things. One, always buy travel sizes or get samples first, because that is a problem I see so often. People buy the big size, then they lose the receipt, and then they don't like it, and it breaks them out. It causes their skin to turn red or itchy or whatever it is. And then they just keep it. They never toss it because they feel guilty. Mm-hmm. So making sure you buy smaller sizes. And if you buy something, keep the receipt in the bag, have them send you to your email the receipt and keep it in a receipts folder, because a lot of places have very generous return policies. And that's where you should be shopping, instead of places that if you've opened it, you can't return it. Because how do you try something if you haven't opened it? Yeah. That I never
The
understood.
Email receipt is a godsend. And yes. I know when you have a loyalty club that they offer you to join, as long as the loyalty club doesn't cost anything, right. it's a good idea to do it, because then they can pull it up by your phone number oftentimes.
Yes.
I know at Ulta they'll do that. Yes. And that helps too for color matching for makeup and things.
Yes. I highly recommend shopping in places that have generous return policies. The other thing is, I have a tray on my counter in my bathroom that I keep my everyday ride or die essentials, sunscreen, you know, eye drops, whatever, Vaseline that you use every single day, so that you're not hunting for it, you're not searching. And if you don't have room on your countertop, just put it in a drawer, but in a drawer organizer, so that all you have to do is take it out of the drawer, put it on the counter, use it, and put it back in the drawer. So that is the key to keeping makeup, skincare, anything organized, is having it all grouped together so you have easy access and you can see what you own.
Love it. All right. So the other thing I want to send you to social media for, everybody, is the other thing that my friend sent me, that's red light, and it's for your lips and above your lips.
Oh.
And you put it, it's got a mouth guard on it. You put it in your mouth and you bite down on it, and then the red light goes all around your lips. And I can't speak to it. That one working either, because I haven't done it consistently yet.
Right.
But I will let you know. I guess you're going to have to, I mean, to put every single thing in show notes would be difficult. We'll take a really good picture where you can read labels before, and we'll post that on social media so you can see all the labels and kind of mix and match to what we talked about, especially with all of Christine's products. In the meantime, we do want to ask you if you would to leave us a review if you feel like, you know, you're getting something out of this program, and recommend it to your friends, and join our ladies yep. only Facebook group. It's Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. And keep these messages coming. Ask us questions. Let us know what you're interested in, because otherwise we don't know what to chat about. We know we're going to yammer on about something every week.
Right.
But what it's going to be, well, I don't know. I've many times wanted to sit down with somebody and say, give me 30 minutes of your routine. And we just
right.
got that from
and
you.
And we just got it from
and
you.
Don't take it just from us, because on our Ladies Only page, we asked you this question and we've got lots of different
yes.
answers that cover a wide range of how much effort is put in to how little effort is put in and what works and what doesn't work. So that's
yes.
another reason why we think it's a great resource, that page.
Yes, absolutely. And then, I learned a lot myself when I was reading through.
I did too. Huh, I loved it.
That's interesting. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. I love the information that comes off that page. It just, yeah, it makes my day.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So until we meet again, remember, with all things in your life, you can let it go.
And don't look back.